Hey everyone, this is Dave Dennis, and welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with a love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
Love it. All right, everyone. Well, welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. This is Dave Denniston. And as we're here, transition to practice time. So many physicians, they're inking their contracts, they're transitioning to practice. I thought there was a really good article on Link Capital. I'm going to put here in the show notes, how to create a personal budget for physicians. And they talk here about finishing medical training. You're trying to earn your own salary. You've been living off a resident salary for so long. It may seem like you have a lot of extra money. And they see that's why it's so important to budget now. And one of the first things they ask about, which I just love these kinds of things, which I think more and more physicians should take the time, take an hour, take a night, take a weekend, and take that time off to really consider a few questions here. So here's some of the questions that they ask. How do you want to spend your time? Who do you want to spend your time with? What are you passionate about? Do you want to buy your dream home? Do you want to start your own practice? Do you want to travel around the world? Take time to consider life goals and write them down. So that's what they said. Now, I'd like to reframe this, you guys. Those are wonderful questions to ask. But the conversation I often have with clients that I'd like you to start with as a ground rule is I want you to sit down and I want you to get a piece of paper, and I want you to start at the bottom of the piece of paper. And I want you to think about this question. What's important about money to you? Common answers here might be security, peace of mind, having money in the bank, those kinds of things. And I want you to think about next, what's important about having that security or peace of mind to you? Take some time to reflect. Think about that. And keep on going. Just think about, well, what's important to me about having the ability to do fun stuff? Why do I want to do that? I find that this introspection really reveals the core of us, the core of who we are. And sometimes it helps to have someone go through this exercise with you. So if you'd like me to do it with you, boy, more than happy to. Dave@DavidDenniston.com is my email. So definitely email me. Let me know if you want to go through it together. Now, the next part of the conversation is about goals. So I want you to write down on the same sheet of paper, what's a tangible goal that you have that requires money and planning to achieve? And in my book, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, we have a whole template, you guys, of how you go through this process and then how you prioritize and determine debts you pay off and some of the basics of kind of budgeting. Now, in this article from Link Capital, they continue on here beyond some of the questions that they had asked, which now I've made some amendments to. They say, make a list of all of your monthly expenses. And, you know, I kind of disagree with this. I think expenses just kind of are what they are. My bigger question, you guys, which I talked about in the previous podcast of the 11 things everyone should know about finances, I'm from a financial planner, is really, what is your monthly flow? So if you add everything up, what is your total flow? And what is that for the last 4 or 5 months? So rather than just writing down every single thing, I find it's much more helpful just to see, what are you actually doing? What does that look like? And some of the big questions that you have to think about as you're transitioning the practice is, do you refinance your debts or not? Do you see yourself working for a public entity and going for the PSLF or some other debt forgiveness program, or do you refinance those puppies? Now, of course, the thing that you should factor in that really should change. Now, many residents, employer-sponsored plan does not match. However, in order to take advantage of that, things have changed for 99% of physicians once they transition practice. Now, practically every single plan will have a match. So you want to take that free money, you guys. Absolutely. And I'd encourage you that after you take some of that free money, next try and sock away in a cash cushion account so you have some reserves. Once you have about $15,000-$20,000 there, then you can think about investing. Then, as you're investing and socking away more money in an easily accessible spot, so that should kind of be the priority levels, in my opinion. Now, the other thing that they talk about here, which I do think is a good point, is to think about some of the fees that you have to take on. So I love this point. Your conferences, your board exams that you've been having to take, if you have any more to take still, what are your professional association fees, publication subscriptions? What are your employer going to take on for you, if anything? So definitely have a good handle on that, because that can change drastically from residency. So I do think that's a good thing to take stock of and think about how that might change. So I definitely encourage you to think about those expenses. They talk about household, they talk about entertainment. And I've told you guys, for me and my wife, entertainment is something that we do cash on. And I'd encourage you, as you start transitioning to practice, for eating out, for having fun, going on dates, that kind of stuff, take out monthly cash, a certain amount every single month, because this stuff can get out of control super quick. So anyhow, this article from Link Capital, it's a good one, especially as we see many residents and fellows transitioning to practice. Make sure to check it out. I'd love to hear from you. What are you doing for your budgeting? Are you doing light item stuff? Are you looking at anything at all? Do you plan on changing that in the next few months? So send me an email, make a comment. dave@daviddeniston.com is my email, or you can check out the podcast website at drfreedompodcast.com. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Have a good one. Hey, this is Dave Denniston. I hope you liked today's episode. If you did, hey, please do me a favor and go into iTunes and give this a 5-star review. We have to get those reviews on up so more people can discover how to slash their debt and their taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. As a matter of fact, each month I'm giving out a prize package to one of our reviewers for the month. So make sure to go to iTunes right now and place your review. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.